Very weird symmetry. Our next guest has dead animals show up in his yard on an almost daily basis. I have dead animals show up in my kids' bedrooms on an almost daily basis. You used to do a show with him. I used to do a show with him. He joins us now. Wednesdays with Wojo. Go.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, kids. How are we?
We're wonderful.
Hey, I'm listening to the sandwich song there. We love the sandwich song. And I have this overwhelming sudden craving for a good fish sandwich. That would be tasty. A little tartar sauce.
Deep fried? Breading? Breading?
Deep fried, of course. Is there any other way?
Do you remember the whaler sandwich that they used
to have? Love the whaler, yes. At the Burger King.
Yes, indeed.
Did they ever, they don't bring that back for Lent or anything? I know they always have the filet of fish, which is big at the Mickey D's.
Yeah, everybody loves the filet of fish. Sure, yeah. They do, yeah.
They just have a fish.
This is a very, very, very sad tale that you're in triple digits now as far as fish killed in your house, right?
I believe there are many, as many fish have died in my house as Nick Castellanos has made errors this season.
I think the Sandersons have killed more fish than Kevin Van Damme.
Okay, so, and first of all, the fish's name was, what was it, Melania?
No, not Melania, Ivanka. No, it was Moana, which was a Disney cartoon that came out last Thanksgiving.
So that's my mistake, because I was listening to the Jamie and Stoney show a few minutes ago, and I swear I thought you said, my goddaughter, your daughter, named the fish Melania T. Fish.
No, Moana.
Okay, that's very similar.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this, Jamie. I, in much smaller scale, because you did mention that animals show up in my backyard and die, I did find another one yesterday, by the way.
No, you didn't.
Yes, much smaller scale on the back deck. A mouse.
Oh, you know what they say about mice, Woj.
Where there's one, there's 100.
Don't you hate it when people say that?
Get their traps ready.
It was outside, though, and it was...
Actually, what you should do, Wojo, you should capture it alive and then, you know...
It's dead, Stoney.
No, a different mouse.
You can't bring it back to life.
I can't give it mouse to mouse.
Capture a live mouse that's trying to enter your house and then bring it to your goddaughter as a replacement pet for the fish.
No, don't do that.
Well,
don't
they had rats, for crying out loud. Why you have a pet mouse?
We had domesticated rats.
Listen, I may have a creepy backyard, but Jamie has a creepy household as far as animals. And, Jamie, you're losing your touch. Back when you did a fine show with me, when your fish would die, like one after another, you would hustle the family out of the house, pretend like it didn't die, go buy an identical fish, throw it in there, and they never knew.
I didn't have the chance to do that today because I was here doing this dopey show with Stoney. Back in the olden days when I was working nights, I could get up and I could pull off the ruse. Yeah. Oh, the fish was sleeping. Oh, the fish was too big for the bowl. Oh, the fish needed to eat more food. So, yes, I've tried that.
We love your missus, the lovely Candy Mac.
Yeah.
She should have handled that better today.
Well, I think this may also be my smartest kid because she realized that fins up meant bad things. Whereas the past kids were probably like, oh, they're doing the backstroke. Isn't this fun? Things like
adorable.
That. Yeah.
Hey, so Wojo, let's be positive. How about the offensive machine that is Mikey Matuk?
How about the Mikester, huh?
Well, it's very frustrating. It's they're bad.
You know, there's certain places it seems like when the Tigers go, like I always feel like when they play in Tampa, that it's going to be the most god awful tedious baseball. And in Houston, no, that is. I don't normally use this word, but the first two nights down there from their little batsmen is disgusting. And on top of that, and I think I heard a quote from Ausmus after the game last night about whether Castellanos needs a rest, or Castellanos said, no, I don't need a rest. Oh, he needs a rest.
Yes.
He is freaking mailing it in the field. The one hit that went under his, not even a hit, an error that went under his glove.
It's inexcusable.
Huge.
And the other one, Wojo, he was lazy on getting the ball back to throw it into second base.
Right, he sort of, bobbled it and then held on to it, and Alex Wilson throws a double play ball into center field. Here we are breaking down a game, and normally, well, I don't know about you guys, normally we don't do that on the magnificent Mighty Wojo show, but that was particularly annoying last night because even though Zimmerman gave up a couple of bombs, he did pitch okay. He pitched well enough normally to win.
Yes.
Although, I feel like with some of these Tiger starters like Zimmerman and Boyd, we put them on a kind of a lame sliding scale.
Yeah.
Well, his slider was better. Yeah, he gave up 12 hits in 4 innings, but things were looking better. That wasn't Zimmerman last night. He was actually pretty good, but enough with the sliding scale. Do what some of these other pitchers are doing to them. Who was the guy Monday night, Peacock or whatever,
yeah.
And last night was McCullers, and these aren't even like traditional aces shutting them down.
Well, McCullers is really good, and the fact that the Tigers got him out of there after 5 innings because he had 91 pitches is amazing. Are you practicing your Kevin Durant trolling, by the way?
Oh, jeez.
You know what? And Jamie knows this, and I think Stoney does way back in the day. Jamie knows this. I kind of lead these charges, and then when the rest of the nation gets behind it, then I just sort of step aside and let you people have at it. Because the anger, and do you see like Kevin Durant and the Stephen A. Smith spat going on?
Yeah.
Where it's, and he's saying now doing it in an over-the-top Stephen A. Smith way, but it is, you could see Durant, the evolution from a likable guy that everybody, oh, that'd be great if he, to he's really taken the criticism poorly about his weak-ass move to Golden State. And forgetting even the level of greatness as a player, my only point has always been he'll never be able to prove it now. Like, yeah, he is and will be a great player, but he'll never be able to prove it on the same scale as other great players did and can because he hopped aboard and he knows it. And it's kind of sad how bitter he's gotten, and not just him and Stephen A. Smith, but others. So I'm left to no idea who to root for in the NBA Finals.
I mean, I come at this from a completely different standpoint for obvious reasons. But,
oh, yeah, you little GSW wonk.
Well, first of all, he can still have his second act, or I guess it would be his third act, like LeBron. I mean, he can still go somewhere else.
Back to Oklahoma City.
Or to Washington, D.C., or something like that. And he can still win his championship the way LeBron did in Cleveland last year. So that can still happen. I'm sorry. I find him to be an incredibly likable guy. And he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy. And I think if you're talking about Stephen A. Smith versus Kevin Durant, I'm taking Kevin Durant 10 times out of 10.
Oh, no, but I'm not. That's just the latest flare-up. I mean, he's always had these little snippy things, you know, going back with him and Westbrook, this passive-aggressive. Yes, I know Westbrook is crazy.
Yes, Westbrook is crazy.
But you know, even the things he would say, you know, somebody did a story like the recently, because he can opt out after this year, correct?
Correct.
And like word for word, he said it like rehearsed, said the exact same things that he said his last year in Oklahoma City. I love it here in fill in the blank. I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. It's great. I don't see myself going anywhere else. And he's not the first to do that, okay? He's not. But when you do have a great reputation previously and you're a likable guy and a great player, and these are the first warts that start appearing, and he doesn't appreciate it, I think it looks uglier. I do. At least LeBron, he took the warts head on, looked terrible, went through the mill for 3 or 4 years, but then actually went out and won some damn stuff. Durant, I'm sticking with my guns.
Well, you know, if he wins the championship in Golden State, and of course they play in Oakland, and I heard there's a rumor that Calvin Johnson is a Warriors fan. That's why he's out there.
Did you see Calvin Johnson? And you guys probably have not reported this, but on the Mighty Wojo show, we get to the bottom of it. He finally figured out how, because it's been driving him crazy for over a year. Cannot believe how bitterly he was treated. He got the Raiders to pay him $320,000 to go out and hang out at their OTA.
For an appearance fee?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
I mean, see, whatever. I think that has been overblown, and we've all overblown it. I'm not blaming it, the whole Calvin thing.
Both sides are it's so stupid.
It's very petty.
But Calvin is not doing himself any favors. If he cares, maybe he doesn't care. I don't think for the longest time Barry cared how he was viewed back amongst Lions fans until he realized, well, he had no other life left after outside of football, so you might as well come back to the place you played and at least be part of it. Kelvin will be back in the fold as far as part of the franchise, but I just don't get this again, passive-aggressive kind of whining.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Wojo, before we let you go. And the Wojo Show coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. Wojo and Rieger, 6 to 7:45. Earlier in the show, we did a topic, okay? And it was, if you could have one question in Detroit or Michigan sports answered right now, what would it be? And it's not like, will the Lions ever win or will the Tigers trade JD or whatever? I'm talking about where you actually could sit across from somebody, whoever it may be, and ask them a question and get a straight-on answer. For example, one of mine was, is Bob Quinn have total control over the Lions, or Ooh. Does Martha still, you know, the whole Jim Caldwell storyline? And Stoney wanted to know, why does Tom Gorse like Andre Drummond so much? Things like that. Is there one question that you can think of? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm talking and making this question really long, so you have a chance to think about it and formulate an answer before I actually go ahead and ask the question. But now I'm going to ask the question.
Did Isaiah Thomas...
No. That was in the past. We're caught him on now.
Yeah, and the current... Wow, in the current climate, that would be the one mystery that's hanging.
And it doesn't even have to be a mystery. Like, is there an NFL job Harbaugh would go for?
How about this? Will Jim Harbaugh ever finish higher than third in the Big Ten East?
You can't answer that question.
Oh, that's true. Oh, you're something that's answerable.
Yes.
Well, he probably wouldn't. No, he's not going to the NFL anytime soon.
That's what you think.
Yeah. You know, well, I guess, since we were just talking about it, Kelvin, besides the $320,000, which we know is a red herring,
yeah.
We know that can't be it. What did they do? Like, did you literally say, like, this offense isn't working and never is going to work and was anti-Joe Lombardi offense for years and they never paid attention or something? Was there something like that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did they
one.
Not have his favorite, you know, cereal in the team training room?
Right.
Is that what it was?
Did they give Stafford 2 scoops of ice cream and only give Calvin 1?
Right. Was he wounded that after he left, a lot of people said, we think Stafford to that offense is dead without him.
That was a common refrain from Allen Park.
That's the first thing that popped into my head simply because it's in the news. But I bet by the Mighty Wojo Show at 6 p.m., I'll take the topic and have many better ones.
Okay,
cool.
Well, that's what you normally do. You fix things. All right, Woj, we'll be listening tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesdays with Wojo, with us every Wednesday here on 97.1 The Ticket. Bye, Woj.
Bye.
Woo!
There he is, Wojo, 97.1 The Tickets.